Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Senate revives coal in weekend overhaul of Trump-backed spending bill. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. In a dramatic weekend session, the U.S. Senate reshaped President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act to prioritize coal, rolling back Biden-era clean energy incentives and slashing subsidies for wind and solar. Cowboy State Daily reported, led by Senator Mike Crapo of Idaho and backed by Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis and John Barrasso, Republicans pushed through sweeping amendments that include expanding federal coal leases, cutting royalty rates from 12.5% to 8%, and streamlining permits for coal mining. Lummis called it the end of Biden's assault on American energy, while Barrasso said it's about taking the handcuffs off U.S. energy producers. The bill mandates the leasing of at least 4 million new federal acres for coal mining. Democrats, including Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, condemned the bill, warning it taxes renewables while subsidizing fossil fuels. Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz went further, calling it the worst piece of legislation for the planet in U.S. history. President Donald Trump cheered the coal comeback in a Fox News interview, saying the people want coal. We're bringing it back. The amended bill still awaits a final Senate vote. Gillette enforces fireworks rules ahead of 4th of July celebration. As Independence Day approaches, the city of Gillette is reminding residents about local fireworks laws. While fireworks are permitted in Campbell County through July 5th, individual fireworks are banned within the Gillette city limits, and violating the ordinance is a misdemeanor. The city's main public fireworks display will light up the sky July 4th at Camplex Morningside Park, offering a safe and legal way to celebrate. Authorities are encouraging residents to enjoy the official show and leave fireworks to the professionals and to avoid a criminal citation. Violations can result in fines up to $750 and court fees, as well as potential community service or probation. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.